From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Wednesday, October 29th. With the special election in California less than a week away, some Latino voters worry federal agents could be at polling places. Secretary of State Shirley Weber says she's aware of this concern, and she encourages voters to use a ballot drop box.
Use our mailbox. Those mailboxes are steel. They're probably the most secure thing we have in voting is those steel boxes. And they're all over the cities, all over the counties, and you can drop your ballot in with some security and knowing that it's going to get there.
In Butte County, there are 9 drop boxes set up, including in Chico, Oroville, Paradise, Gridley, and Durham. California Governor Gavin Newsom warned last week that ICE could show up at the polls in an attempt to intimidate voters. An ICE spokesperson told CalMatters the agency doesn't plan to target voting locations, but it will go to a site if making an arrest. Additionally, the Redding Area Bus Authority and Shasta Connect will provide free rides to all Shasta County polling locations on Tuesday, November 4th. The bus authority says it wants to ensure everyone can participate in this year's election. Passengers can find route and polling location information at mynspr.org. Also, security camera video showing the Shasta County Registrar of Voters and an unidentified person working after hours in the elections office has raised concerns. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The 2-minute video appeared on social media over the weekend, and according to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, it showed a shirtless county registrar, Clint Curtis, and an unidentified woman using equipment to move a large cabinet or safe. Curtis has confirmed he was moving a safe, but didn't identify the woman or answer questions posed by the paper. Some who commented on Facebook asked why Curtis was in the office after hours without other staff. Others raised concerns about potential liability due to a non-county employee moving heavy equipment. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news, a proposal to build a behavioral health facility in Shasta County is moving forward despite opposition from county supervisors. The board voted 3-2 in favor of issuing a letter against the site at a special meeting last week. The vote came after hours of debate and public comment, with a majority of speakers supporting the facility. The Reading Record Searchlight reports the site's company, Signature Healthcare, is applying for $150 million in state grants to start the project. Also, California is once again suing the Trump administration, this time over the upcoming delay in food assistance as the federal government shutdown continues. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
California and over 20 other states in the lawsuit say it's illegal for the Trump administration to withhold funding for food assistance as the government shutdown approaches a month. Around 5.5 million Californians rely on SNAP, sometimes referred to as food stamps. CalFresh is the state program for distributing these benefits. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the federal government has enough contingency funds to keep funding food assistance despite the shutdown.
They are doing this on purpose. It is deliberate. It is intentional. They have the funds. They're just not using them.
California could lose out on $1.1 billion. In a statement in response to the lawsuit, a spokesperson for the United States Department of Agriculture said, quote, "We are approaching an inflection point for Senate Democrats. Continue to hold out for the far left wing of the party or reopen the government so mothers, babies, and the most vulnerable among us can receive timely WIC and SNAP allotments," end quote. The federal agency says on its website there will be no food assistance benefits issued starting on November 1st. Governor Gavin Newsom has deployed National Guard troops to support regional food banks ahead of the benefit delays. Guard members are currently helping pack and distribute meals. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
And finally, the final crew member critically injured in a medical helicopter crash on Highway 50 in Sacramento earlier this month has been released from the hospital. Reach Air Medical Services says pilot Chad Millward was discharged earlier this week and has been moved to an inpatient rehabilitation facility. Paramedic Margaret D.D. Davis was released last week and is also in inpatient rehab. North State Flight Nurse Susie Smith was the third crew member aboard the helicopter, which went down shortly after taking off from UC Davis Medical Center on October 6th. She died of her injuries days later. A celebration of her life will be held on November 14th at Reading Civic Auditorium. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, October 29th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brandcart.